like to break up. Don't
look out! Fanouf had him lined up and just missed
it's
him.
It's a double Dion.
Now the defenseman falls. Here comes Crosby. And Crosby drive. Kuznetsov off the save. Rebound. Perry for Bergeron scores!
Welcome back on this Monday morning. Justin Blackwell in for Evan Bray. And World Junior Hockey Championship, a big talker today on the show, of course, with the tournament in a full swing down in Minnesota. And that clip from the 2005 World Juniors. Who can forget that team? One of the best teams ever assembled. Helped in part by the NHL strike that year. So you had Sidney Crosby, Ryan Getzlaff, Patrice Bergeron, Corey Perry, Jeff Carter, Mike Richards, Brent Seabrook, Shea Weber, Dion Phaneuf, who can get the double Dion in that game over Russia. 6-1 win in the final. That team absolutely dominated. That year, absolutely dominated. What? How old was Sidney back then? 16 years old, I believe. So we are sharing some of our favorite World Junior moments as the tournament is well underway. A holiday tradition, of course. And the tournament started Boxing Day with Canada taking on Czechia. 7-5 win. Fun game to watch. Entertaining. Lots of goals. Who doesn't like that? And then they were up against Latvia. And for the last few years, you've been able to hear a lot of those games right here on this radio station. We bring you all of Canada's games and then the gold and bronze games. And one of the voices you hear this year is that of TSN's Matt Cullen, who joined me to start off the show earlier today. And he is also the voice of the Ottawa Senators for TSN. So he'll be calling tonight's game against Columbus. He's doing double duty with the Sens back after the Christmas break and Canada at the World Juniors. And we started off talking about that entertaining old school game out of the break between the Sens and Leafs. With the Leafs winning a 7-5 coming out of the Christmas break.
Yeah, it's been a chaotic couple of weeks, and some tough weather in Eastern Canada. I just learned that Columbus was not able to get out of Columbus last night to fly to Ottawa, so could be a bit of a dicey day weather-wise. But in terms of the action on the ice, yeah, always the Battle of Ontario never disappoints. That was actually the first time they met since last year's six-game playoff series, and of course it ended with some fisticuffs. Ottawa ended up 2 goals short, but, you know, 3 more meetings to go.
Absolutely. All right, Matt, World Juniors, as I mentioned, being held in Minnesota this year. What's the mood like in Mini right now?
Yeah, I think that, well, you know, we haven't seen a ton of Canadian fans down there. I mean, they've been playing in the smaller rink, which is at the University of Minnesota. But I think there's overall a really good appetite for this tournament, as per usual. To be honest, I was expecting maybe a bit more to see fuller buildings and things like that. But I guess given different situations, long drives and weathers and other factors, that the stadiums haven't been as full for the Canada games. Obviously, at the bigger rink where the Minnesota Wild play, that's where the U.S. are, that's where Sweden is, they are full rinks, that's for sure. So I think that a lot of people cheering on Canada, but maybe from their TVs and listening on the radio.
Well, I was going to mention, is that a concern for organizers given the amount of empty seats when it comes to those Canadian games?
Yeah, I just looking at a couple of reports and reporters yesterday saying that I think they were counting on a lot more Canadian fans to be south of the border this year. So I think they'd obviously like to have full stadiums. It's been a while since Minnesota's had the juniors, going back to the early 80s, but there's been other tournaments. North Dakota's been one, and Buffalo has been another one. So obviously closer places for Canadians to drive to. Maybe Buffalo takes the edge on the closer department there, being closer to the greater Toronto area. But I think that obviously they want to have fuller buildings, but there's always some kinks and things like that in the round robin. I think overall the product on the ice has been really good, and it's Canada's favorite holiday tradition. So I think that appetite, you can definitely feel that fans are watching on the edge of their seat.
TSN's Matt Cullen joining us this morning, a voice of Team Canada on this radio station. Now, Canada taking on Denmark tonight. 2-0 to start the tourney after a wild opener against Czechia, and then a nail-biter against Latvia. Needed overtime for that one. Thoughts on the start so far for Canada? I'm hearing a lot of, 2-0, but...
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, a bit of a nervy start for the Canadians. Obviously, the Czechs have been really good against Canada. The Czechs have a really strong program. They have for the last couple of years. They've medaled in three straight tournaments, and they've beaten Canada twice in a row in the quarterfinals. So that's been a real thorn in Canada's side. And once again, the Czechs, they did not disappoint. I had that call with Cameron Gauntz on the radio a couple of days ago, and it was tied 3-3 after two periods. So if you look at that, most games are going to be a coin flip in Canada. Managed to score four in the third period en route to a 7-5 win. Probably not one the coaches love, but yeah, you get the 3 points in the group, and that's what's important there. And then Latvia, a year from the anniversary where Latvia won its first ever World Junior game against Canada in a shootout in Ottawa. Again, they were really difficult. They tied the game late, and then Canada needed an overtime power play to win. So they didn't get maximum points there, the Canadians. They got 2 points out of a possible three. And I was listening to Craig Button, who's our director of scouting, and his expert prediction was Canada wouldn't get maximum points, but they would still win the group. And they have a pretty good opportunity to do that still, even though they won an overtime against Latvia.
Any concern with that top line of Tiga Ginla, Porter Matone, and Michael Misa not quite clicking yet?
Maybe a little bit, but Canada has so much depth across all four lines. It's hard to say that one line is the first line, one line's the second line, or the third or the fourth. Everybody's a first round pick. Every forward on that team is a first round pick, with the exception of Gavin McKenna, who might just be the first overall pick next year. So I think that if one line isn't clicking right away, then there's going to be others to back up. Obviously, Michael Hage has had a really nice tournament so far. He has 4 points in the two games, including the overtime winner. Martins looks like he has a lot of pep. Gavin McKenna's made some nice plays as well. So I think overall the offense is in a better place than where it was last year. That last year just 13 goals in five games, and that wasn't enough in the end to get past and into the semifinals and into the gold medal game. So they've already come pretty close to that this year with already 9 goals in 2 games. But, they're closer. I mean, it's just another reminder, I think, that the world is really doing a good job of developing hockey talent, and if you want to say catching up to Canada, you don't see many of the 10-2, 10-1 games, although we might tonight. I mean, Denmark's a team that's, they were the last one on board, and the last one in the boat on this tournament. They haven't been in the World Junior since 2019, I believe, and they've been throttled, let's say, in their first couple of games. And Canada beat them very soundly, 13-2 in the opener. So you might get that sort of blowout type of game tonight. I think for Canadian fans, that would probably be a sigh of relief. If it's another 4-2, 3-2, 2-1 hockey game, then I think we might be reaching a little closer to the panic button.
Well, and I was going to say, I mean, I feel like this tournament has come a long way. I mean, like you mentioned, you're still going to see those 13-2 games, but not as much as you used to. I mean, you just look at that U.S.-Switzerland game, U.S. just sneaking by the Swiss. And it's good for this tournament, isn't it, Matt, to see those closer games, because more people are tuning in, because, you know, maybe that Latvia game, a lot of fans would be, it's just Latvia, I'm not going to tune in. It's like, well, wait a minute, they beat them last year. Let's watch. It was a nail-biter, good finish, and it's good for this tournament to see more close games instead of those blowouts.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, you want a lot of parity. That's for sure. They have, they've been good games for sure. Obviously, that U.S. Swiss game, I watched a good chunk of that one as well. 7-5 Canada over Czechia, 3-2 Sweden over the Slovaks. That's in the other group. Mm-hmm. That was a really good game too. So there's a lot to like. There's a lot to like in this tournament, to pin parity across the board. And I got my eye on that Finland game. I got to be honest with you. Finland just thumped Latvia 8-0, and I think that Canada barely beat Latvia. Uh-huh. So that's going to be the toughest game of the group here. That's going to be coming up on New Year's Eve.
TSN's Matt Cullen, the voice of Canada on this radio station during the World Juniors. Canada has been knocked out by Czechia in the quarters the past 2 years. How big a role will Coach Dale Hunter play in getting them back to that medal round?
Yeah, I think that Dale Hunter's a really calming voice, and he's a coach that's done it and with success at so many levels across his career. And he won the World Juniors with Canada in 2020, and then now he's back again for more, and won the Memorial Cup last year with the London Knights. I think he's a really strong voice, and he's a really well-respected coach across Canada. And I think that that's what you need when players perhaps face adversity or uncertainty. A good coach that's been there before. I think that Dale is the man for the job. And when it comes to junior hockey in this country, I think he has to be sitting right at the very top.
Yeah, absolutely. And earlier you mentioned Gavin McKenna, the favorite to go first overall in June's draft. He has four assists through the first two games of the tournament. At last year's World Juniors, just the one goal in five games. Do you feel like we need to see more out of him? Is that fair to say?
I'm not sure if more is the right word. I mean, would you like more? Sure, you take more if you can get it. But, really talented player and has been through a lot. Had a great run with the Medicine Hat Tigers last year and is now playing in the NCAA. So really, with the forward depth around him, I think that can be a source of support for him. And I'm sure Canadian fans will hope that he has saved the best for last.
And do we know who we're seeing in the goal tonight for Canada?
I think they have to go back to the starter, Carter George. He wasn't even dressed last game, but I think they'll probably follow a similar routine as last year's tournament, where they had George start, and then Ivan Kovic played the second game. They went back to Carter George for the rest of the way. So I would suspect we would see Carter George back again.
We're speaking with TSN's Matt Cullen, the voice of Canada during the World Juniors. And Matt, the U.S. defending champs, Canada looking to get back on top, Czechia looking to medal for another tournament, Finland, Sweden, as we talked about, always in the mix. So who's coming out on top of this one, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Swedes look really good this year. They only have one gold medal in the last 44 years. So I think that if you want to look at numbers, they haven't been able to get it done over the last couple of tournaments when it matters. Having a silver medal a couple of years ago at home, they were in the mix last year as well. But they're going to be good. The Finns, you can never count them out. They had a kind of a golden age, I want to say maybe 5-6 years ago. But they're really strong side. And it's really good again this year. I think medal round games, quarterfinal, semi.
And before I let you go, Matt, is there one World Junior memory that stands out in all the years that you've been watching the tournament as a kid growing up, now to a commentator?
I love that Jordan Eberle goal a couple of years ago. Gord Miller's call was just too good on that day. I think that one against the Russians, where Canada, I believe, was down maybe 5-0 or 5-1. They came all the way back and won it late. That's got to be a favorite World Junior memory. I often hear the double Dion as well. That one's a good one. Pierre Maguire, that's always a fun one, turned into a Canada goal. And I hope there'll be a couple of new memories here for Canadian fans.
That was TSN's Matt Cullen joining us to start off the show earlier in the day as Canada looks to get back to that medal round at the World Juniors. Taking on Denmark tonight, you can hear that game right here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME starting at 7:30. We'll take one final break, back with some final thoughts here on the Evan Bray Show. I'm Justin Blackwell on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the show. Justin Blackwell in for Evan Bray today and tomorrow. Thanks a lot for taking part. 1-877-332-8255 is the number to get in on the conversation. A lot of you texting in. Appreciate that. Of course, we were talking politics on this show, the year that was in 2025, with a political columnist from the Toronto Sun, Brian Lilly. We had one texter in complaining about higher prices, inflation, the grocery bill because of the feds. Another texter not agreeing with that person, laughing out loud as they put it in their text. Thinks our high grocery bills are because of the feds, and that we'd be lower if Pierre Poilievre and the conservatives were in power. Canadian MAGA, she is. That's what the texter said. Another texter is saying, in a world that is full of lying politicians, Poilievre is a breath of fresh air. Don't forget to leave your name and number and where you're from when you text in. And we're also talking World Juniors. We just heard from Matt Cullen of TSN, who we had talked about the tournament. And if you're watching the games, especially the Canada games, you're seeing a half-empty arena. When they're on the ice. This one texter says, Canada's stupid TDS, Trump derangement syndrome, is also a factor in attendance. That's Cal and Oxbow. Might play a part, Cal. Also, some bad weather happening down there as well. Big winter storm happening in those parts. And I also believe, too, depending on where the tournament is held, right? If it's held in Canada, of course, you're going to see those Canadian games sold out. And the other teams are playing, not so much. So, all plays a part, I think, when it comes to the World Juniors. Well, it's been a fun time hosting the Evan Bray Show for the first time. Look forward to doing it again tomorrow. The Green Zone's Jamie Nye is going to be on talking about the year that was in sports. And we're also going to be talking with an expert on AI and how AI-generated music could have an impact on the music industry. That's tomorrow here on the Evan Bray Show. I'm Justin Black. Well, thanks for joining us today. You've been listening on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.